Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to That's So Bro. That's So Bro with Amanda and Yoshan. And today we're talking all about cancel culture.
Ooh.
And for cancel culture, we have two very exciting guests who will introduce themselves. Over to you, sir.
I'm going first, okay?
Yeah.
My name's... am I on that camera?
Yes, the camera's pointing. That one.
My name is Fahad Farooq. I'm a trainer, transformative coach, event host. I can we use bad words on this?
Okay,
I'm just checking because I haven't started yet.
You should see your transcript.
Like, are your kids watching or something like that? No.
I mean, all right. You can always beep it at the end, right?
Yeah,
it's pre-recorded. That is true. So.
Yeah, she edits it.
Yeah.
So basically, I talk shit for a living.
There you go.
That's such a great life.
All right, and I'm Samakya. I'm as well as a fitness and life coach. I've been an athlete and in the fitness industry probably since I was like 5. Professionally coaching 10 years, 2015.
Yeah.
That's what I professionally do, but I also do marketing and other stuff.
You play a sport for the country?
Yes, I've been in the national rowing team and water polo. Actually, last year I captained the national water polo team.
Mata, you start with that next time, all right? That's what I do. Also, I do these things.
Now, when the global warming...
Yeah, but like, it's just really weird, right? It's weird to go and tell about, hey, I am this.
Hey, do you know how important I am? Thanks so much.
No, it's like, you should be good enough that you don't need to introduce yourself.
Goddamn.
With the whole global warming thing, all these water sports will be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lucky you.
Rowing, I'll be on the water. You get...
I'll be the Sanat Jayasuri of rowing. All right, today's topic, Amanda.
I don't know.
All right, so cancel culture is a very interesting topic to us, especially because you see quite a huge rise in that when it comes to social media, which is a field we are all associated in, right? Definition-wise, cancel culture could be called the... I'm going to talk to you, but also look at the thing I wrote down. The public rejecting, boycotting, or the ending of support because of a person's morally unacceptable views and or actions. But then we did some digging, because I mean, we all know what cancel culture is and everybody has been privy to some sort of cancel culture. But we did some digging to find out how it all started. And did you know, Fahad, that apparently back in...
Ancient Athens.
Yeah. No. Sorry. No. You know what? It's your podcast. You take it. That's so bro. And that's so Fahad. Go for it. You know the guy, though?
I'll fact check you, though.
Do you know the guy, though?
I don't know the guy. Go for it.
So his name is... Cleisthenes, and where he had a system where the citizens of Athens would write a particular candidate's name on a piece of pottery, and once 6,000 votes were tabulated against whoever it was, that person was quote-unquote the winner and would be outcast of that society for a span of 10 years, right? But see, the thing that really got to me was after the 10-year period, once that person came back, he would be welcomed back into society with open arms, and there won't be any sort of hate or ill will towards a person. Do you think that would be the situation nowadays?
The interesting thing is, apart from what happens in Athens, and we were talking about this before we started also, as society, Sri Lankan society, kids in society, we've been doing the cancel thing, right? Imagine the last time you were in school and like some person made you angry, you told your friends,
right.
That is a way of cancellation, right?
Right.
Say in like a angry tarahai, right? So that is a form, when not just you, but when you get your gans here to do it,
yeah.
It's a form of cancellation, right? And it also happens in different ways. Like, say you break up with someone or pick a side. We're not So we have it in our psyche, in our DNA. But the thing with modern cancel culture is, it's a fight to be right.
Right.
It's a fight for a moral high ground. Because you have to look at what the objective is, right? Is the in the ancient Athens thing, it was like, okay, you're a plague to our democracy. Go away, go to the corner, reflect for 10 years and come back.
Come back, yeah.
I think we need that.
Sorry?
What? No. That's a problem.
Okay, great. Thanks for the tagline, man. What are you saying?
But in the modern day, it's about, you know, putting a comment and say, hey, I call this person out. It's not about corrective action.
Right.
It's about like, you know, I found out and I'm the person, I'm the man, I'm the dude. And, you know, I have these people online agreeing with me. Right. And now you're cancelled. There is no accountability. There is no rehabilitation. There is no conversation.
There's no guideline to say what is right and wrong. It's all about perception and apparently majority. So even if you might be right, if you're not a part of the shit herd, you're cancelled.
Yeah, man, that's the thing.
And who makes the guidelines for that?
Who makes the guidelines?
Exactly.
That's the question. I wish I made the guidelines. So back then in Athens, they were at least a little bit tolerant. After 10 years, you can come back. In 1778, I'm going to look from the paper because this name is George Bayou Brummel. Well, he was, which country was that? Wales, from Wales, from the country of Wales. I don't know people from Wales, but what are they? Welsh? Valians.
There you go. If that's not going to get us cancelled, nothing will. But yeah, the Valians.
The Welsh. So he was a fashion Mongol. He was very rich. He was the in-it person. He was at every function and all. So one day when the Prince of Wales was walking out with a bunch of his friends, this dude, Brummel, was like to some other guy, hey, who's that fat person over there?
Right.
And the Prince of Wales heard this and he was like, screw this guy, cancel him. And he was kicked out of everything. He lost his fashion, whatever he had. He was not invited for anything. He lost his palaces. He was stripped down to a commoner just because of a simple joke.
Right.
So I think people, as time progressed, that tolerance has really reduced compared to Athens. Like, they gave a 10-year gap.
Or they are exposed to more comments.
They're exposed to more comments. Mm.
It's two ways of looking at it.
So you would say that someone in
Athens...
Or people
are more willing to speak up their opinions today than then.
Yeah, I mean, back then...
Oh, fair enough.
Back then you called the king fat.
Yeah, but today you might tell the president he's fat.
Takshi?
Not that I'm saying he is.
Takshi?
And if hypothetically he is, you can always call up Samakya for a transformative session. There you go. Done. I plugged in, Matan. Done. All right.
Ooh, what a save.
But yeah,
this hope is not fun. Yeah.
No, you were saying.
Yeah. So I didn't see it that way, but when I was reading that, I was thinking, okay, people are getting less and less tolerant as time has gone by, mm-hmm. because back then you have 10 years to fix yourself, come back, and you're welcome again. And here he just lost everything and he had no chance of coming back again. He was like purely blacklisted, purely cancelled. Right.
Can I cut you there? It's also because humans, as society, has changed. Back when you go back in the time, when you take the hierarchy of Maslow's, more humans needed basic needs, shelter, water, the basic needs. But with today's development, progression, whatever, global village, whatever it is, more people have basic needs, right? Yes, there are poor people who may not have three meals, but the chances are, compared to those days, they're not really hunting, right? Basic needs are far more met than back then. Right, so then there are more people who are now in the whole higher part of needing self-realization or actualization. So you need to be gaining your basic needs in order to fight the other battles. Right, if you don't have food on your table, you're not going to be worried about canceling someone else.
So you're saying that people are softer now because they have the...
People have come up the Maslow's hierarchy. More people on earth have come up with civilization and time. So now they can battle, and that's also why people are more concerned about depression and everything else, because right. The world and humans have changed over years. It's not that those who weren't there.
I think coupled with that, if we add on the fact that there's lots of validation for your idea, right?
Yeah.
Say you post something online, if you get like zero likes, it's highly unlikely you're going to post something like that again, right?
Right.
But you put something online and then say 10 people, 5 or 15 people say, hey, I agree too, you know, Amanda is a douchebag. He's
right.
A terrible person.
Yeah.
You're more driven to post it, but nobody is initiating a conversation like, hey, what really happened?
Right.
What is the point behind it? So we're very used to, in an era of like, you know, just reading headlines and quick bursts of information, mm. We're very used to forming a quick judgment. And then based on that, we will form an opinion very quickly.
Right.
And we are also doing that, like Samake said, because we are in this sort of evolved, elevated state of, hey, give me the quick information. It came from this person, so I trust it. I don't need to validate it.
Right.
Kind of say. So there's not a lot of thinking happening on that level. It's just a very quick judgment-based situation that goes on.
So it's like the entire crowd says, he's a douche. Everyone just agrees. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's simple, right? You might see a picture of two people having coffee, And they'll be like, yeah, they were dating. Right? They had enough information, they have enough proof. They didn't even look, or there'll be a picture of people two facing
together.
They
were not dating?
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they just take small information and they'll take that information to validate their point, and then they're like, that's enough, no more.
Right. And they might even start sprinkling their own shit on him.
Yeah. And it may align after a while. They'll be like, oh yeah, there was a picture. And then someone else will be like, yeah, I saw them walking in together. And I mean, it's just...
And that's like a confirmation bias, right? Like,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, you will... It's like all of our social media, you know, feeds, right? You never see anything that you disagree with largely.
Yeah.
Largely, you will see things that you... Because the algorithm is pushing that for you. And that's the detriment to society of, you know, building up... conflicting ideas, building up, you know, different points of view.
Right.
One thing that we haven't understood, that it's okay to disagree, and one person doesn't have to be wrong.
Right.
That's where cancellation sort of happens, right?
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, and you don't agree with me, therefore you're wrong, rather than you don't agree with me and we are both right from our realities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So basically, you can have the perception of, okay, so chocolate is the best flavor of ice cream, and I can say no, it's strawberry. So it can't be that, yeah, so to you, chocolate is the best, and that is your truth. And to me, strawberry is the best, and that is my truth. But then she can like vanilla, and that's also her truth. So we're all right in that aspect. It has to be that you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm wrong and you're right. And that is how this entire thing goes to be. So yeah.
People don't know to live among differences. But I think it's important to live among differences as long as it's not threatening your rights, you know? The moment it threatens, then you kind of need to distance.
Yeah, I think there's some hard lines, right, for things right. Like, you know, murder, rape, those kind of things,
yeah.
You know. But what has happened is, like, for a lot of people, these lines have started to get, like, really personal and blurred.
Yeah.
Right, okay, this is wrong and I say so. And, you know, what is your basis for saying so? It's just wrong.
Yeah.
And there is a small group or collective that agrees with me.
Right.
So as a society, you start asking moral questions, like, okay, is it wrong? Kind of thing.
Do people ask that now? That's,
yeah.
People don't ask it, right?
People don't ask it at all.
Yeah.
Right? So there are lots of people, when you talk to them in person, like, you know, I don't want to put this on my YouTube because, I mean, I would get ruined.
Right.
So they're not pretending, they're just being careful. And then as a society at large, we're not exposed to, you know, conflicting thoughts or ideas or what ifs or how about this angle. We never get those things.
Right.
It's always safe-ish things that we hear.
I think it depends on your algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will push you the safe people, and if you are more of a fighter and someone who argues, it will push you the ones that are more arguing.
And it will give you the arguing ones.
Yeah.
So then you're argumentative state, or you're a complicit state.
Yeah.
So the argumentative guys are rarely going to get, you know, complicit guys.
Right.
It's so you're biased in some way wherever you go.
That's why it's important to still follow things you disagree with, just so that you're fed information of both sides. Like, I think we need to accept the world for what it is, and there's no point of complaining about it, but accepting and learning what it is and working around it. So even though I personally only like, say, non-racists, I should still follow and see what racists say so that I don't get brainwashed. So I get all aspects or news and things so that I have the ability to pick and choose what I morally think is right.
Yeah, and it's not herd mentality. You're not following somebody and agreeing with somebody because the rest of them said it.
Yeah, so I think there's no... I mean, it's true, we can complain of what the world is, but realistically, we need to work with what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to listen to the racists sometimes.
No, because... Hear them out.
Hear them out, yeah.
No.
Please, people, what's wrong with you? Give them
you
a chance.
You agree with them. But to even fight a battle, you got to know your enemy.
I know, exactly. Listen to them.
Tactical.
Yeah. So, this...
The takeaway from this has been to listen to the racists.
It's brought to you by that.
So you're just like when we're talking, taking the information or that you only want to hear.
I'm sorry, okay, that's what a comedian does. No? Don't you believe comedians' life has gotten harder?
For y'all, yeah. Like, there's so much you have to... dance and prance and hope that you don't accidentally fall into this and hope that somebody in the audience doesn't say something.
But there are different types of comics, right? There are people who laugh at people. There are people who make themselves the butt end of the joke. Then there are people who can just be funny in the way they are. It depends on the type of comedian you are.
Like, if I make fun of myself, let's say I make fun of the fact that I'm fat, another fat person, I'm offended by that. That's what happens. I make fun of someone in the audience, not the audience member, the person sitting 10 rows behind him will come like, I'm offended by that.
On behalf of that person.
On behalf of that person. It has happened. So, yeah, it's tiptoe over, walk on the eggshell.
And I guess in today's world, it's not even, like, say, the people who come to the room knows what kind of comic you are, and they come for that, and they're okay. But the recording goes online, and then some non-related person...
That's the one.
Who decides to...
stop.
They edit that part. Now, we said, listen to the races. If Takshi gets angry with us, she's going to cut that part. My face, like, listen to the races. And Takshi, like, ha, 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 hide your face, you're shard.
No, but I think it's inevitable. Yeah. I cannot... help what people are going to do. If I'm going to be out there, you got to do it, and you got to know what your core is and stick to it. It's going to be tougher to change the world.
But I think Mahjong, that also only a few people tend to see things that way, because we're so intrinsically hoping that we are accepted by society at large, because we are herd animal at the end of the day, right? So we always want to be a part of the pack as opposed to being the outlier of the pack. So we're scared that if I say something that I wholeheartedly believe to be true, if the rest of society then outcasts me or ostracizes me, then am I doomed?
You've seen this experiment they ran in the 70s, right? To track confirmation bias. So go check it up on YouTube. There are two experiments, right? One is where there is a lift, and it was run in the 70s, and they did a modern version as well. So there are two versions. One is where you're in a lift, and then everybody, when you're on lift, you stand facing the door, right?
Yeah.
So there's four people who are in on the thing and one person who isn't.
Right.
So this person is in the lift standing facing the door. These other four people who are actors come in and they face the other side.
Right.
Now this guy is like, initially he was like, okay, are you guys weird? But over time, he slowly turns the other way and faces the mirror, right?
Right.
Now, they try to push the experiment further with different people. They're like, okay, we're facing the mirror. If we collectively turn to one side, will he also turn? And the guy starts to turn, right? So you're able to control people with their will to feel like, hey, I'm part of the group.
Right.
Another version they ran is that, so there are four lines, like, you know, the shortest one is A, then there's B, C, D, and, you know, whatever things. And you have to match the shortest line. 25 actors, one real person. And everybody gives the wrong answer. You can visually see, right? This is this big and the other one's this big.
Right.
You can visually see. The first round, he's like, okay, confused. Second round, is there something wrong with me? Third round onwards, he starts to give the wrong answer, same as the rest of the group, right? So these are documented scientific tests to show that collectively, which is, I know you guys don't talk politics, but we're here 70 years later because of collective decisions,
right,
where you feel like, you know, I don't want to think. Let me just do what they're doing, kind of thing.
But you this, need to go that far. You get a bunch of friends and you point at the sky and you just react. You start getting random people on the road coming up to the sky too.
That was also on the prank show. This elevator thing was also on a prank show. I've seen both of this.
Oh, we've done that. We've done that when we've gone on tours abroad with my team.
Like in
the middle of a country that we don't know.
In the middle of Nogegoda Junction, it happened.
Yeah.
What?
This in Nogegoda Junction near the Bow Tree, there's the Cool Planet or clothing store there. So everyone's, one dude walks there and he's like, and points, and then everyone is looking, and this kid is like, mata peeno. And we're like, what are you looking at? There's nothing there. Like the entire crowd on this road just stopped to look at it.
Right.
And I have seen that. This elevator thing I have seen as a prank, just for laughs, I think.
Yeah.
The dude walks in, everyone's facing the wrong way, and he's like, okay. It's funny, but I didn't think of it that way. That's a very good, it's a good way to see it as an experiment, because I feel like, as you said, we would just go with the herd, go with the flow.
Yeah.
But that's also when we have a certain amount of insecurity, when we're not certain, it gives a certain doubt.
Yeah.
So I might get too deep and too philosophical.
Go for it.
Go deep. Go
that's
deep.
The point.
But when you were earlier telling on, can you explain? Explain, you were telling how not everyone thinks that way and they want validation.
You have to go closer to the mic.
You were like saying how everyone wants validation.
Right.
Yeah, but that actually comes when you have a certain amount of self-insecurity.
Right.
Right. The moment you are certain in your sense of core values and your things are grounded, and if you know what, these five people are the people that matter to me and their opinion matter and the rest wouldn't, then most of the time those people don't go with the herd. Or they don't get affected, especially on social media, when people say things. Not because of anything, that's something I had to train myself to do if I'm going to be out there, right? As a woman in an Asian country, you're going to have men say different things, do different things. you to tackle it, that's one skill I have learned to build.
Right. But then again, Marshan, that is the fact that you had to train yourself to do that.
Majority humans of people have to train everything, right? You train yourself to eat and walk.
Yes, but then again,
I was natural leader.
but again, to build, to first understand that that is something you have to do, is to fight that intrinsic belief that I need to either fit in or I'm going to die.
Not really, or you realize that you're not going to die if you don't fit in.
So
that's literally what I realized.
So what I'm trying to get at is from ancient times, yeah. Right? Since we were all herd animals, it is that either you're a part of the tribe and you are brought into that small tribe, because it wasn't 22 million people back then. It was 50 people or 40 people. And if at that point somebody calls out your bullshit and you were excommunicated, you were chucked from what you could find as shelter and a sure way of getting food to, all right, go figure it out yourself. 100%. There's predators out there. Yeah. So that, I think, is still in our DNA where 100%. We have to. Yeah. So for you to first fight out of that literal fight or flight reaction of, if I don't say and speak my truth, or if I rather do, and I am called out for it and somebody has a different opinion, will I be able to live and cope and survive? That, I think, is a lot of mental fortitude that you need to first have. So the fact that you were able to see that and then willingly pull yourself out of that, credit to you, because I know that a lot of people can't do that.
I also wanted to ask...
I think the more you go through shit, the more you become that.
Mm.
The most successful people and the most strongest people, the world probably doesn't know, but they've probably gone through the shittiest things. So the reality is, we are stronger than what you think. You probably look back and think, oh, how does that person do it? But in that moment, they had no other choice. It's either move on or not.
I wanted to ask, is cancel culture...
We are built to survive. So even when you get depressed or stressed, you just need to remind yourself whatever you're stressing over is actually not detrimental. Like, are you going to die without that meeting or that job? But our mind doesn't realize it, as you said.
Yeah.
Us, like, over years and generations and centuries, humans are... Stress is a survival factor. It's just that when it goes overboard...
Bad things happen.
Yeah. Or anxiety or depression. They're all good things. We need it to a certain extent to have our senses and move forward. Without any of that, we'll be just numb.
Yeah. That's a very refreshing take on
it. We need to have it in... Madhyama Pratipatava, in the middle part.
Yeah. Not too much, not a little, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, is cancel culture different for women and men, or is it the same, or do you feel it more for the women? What do you guys think?
Fahad?
Well, you can't answer that, right? Like, I can't answer that because I'm not a woman. So, I think that kind... I mean, you could ask it from a sort of philosophical perspective and see which is difficult, like, different.
Right.
I mean, data would tell you that living in a South Asian country is harder for women. Talking to women would say that. but like, there can be situations where it's harder for men. It's all relative. I think it's person-based, it's situation-based.
I think it's situation-based, and it's also, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about sexual harassment, statistics says, more women go through cancel culture and like shame. Statistically, not that men don't. It's just that more women go through it, statistically.
Right.
But that doesn't mean men don't go through cancel culture. Maybe more men go through cancel culture if they're not masculine enough.
Yeah. So it's the topic.
It depends on, like you said, the perception, the specific situation.
Right.
And not every woman is the same. You might get a woman who's more masculine. And more. So it's more than the gender they're born in, probably each one's traits where they fit into the norms of the society they are in.
Also, I think that if you look at younger people, from small days they have been taught prashnahanne paakina dehanna, listen, only good children are the ones who listen, kind of thing, right? You're putting them in a conformist mindset. And then you say, even if you have a problem with a relative, don't cause a problem in the family. Oh,
we're not brought up in the same house.
So, like, we're talking about society at large, right?
Yeah.
And then they will say, oh, but stand out, be different, speak your truth, be unique. So this kid's brain in a society is now getting two conflicting messages, right?
Right.
Am I supposed to question and stand out, or am I supposed to just put my head down and maintain the peace. Now, this conflicted person then comes out into the world and they have the safety of, you know, the keyboard and the monitor, and they can have a different identity, and they see someone they disagree with. Now, this suddenly becomes a safe zone,
right,
to say something where you don't have to deal with the unpleasantness that's supposed to happen when you disagree,
right,
but also I can express myself, right?
You don't even need, you can create your own avatar.
Yeah, yeah, it's not to be really you also.
Yeah, it doesn't. And then... because you're so hell-bent on doing that and expressing yourself, you don't do those research, you don't ask those questions, you don't look at any of those things,
right,
because you just want to express it and put it out. And in that situation, the question that you have to ask someone, anyone, yourself, anybody else who feels like, hey, I have a different opinion, I want to call this person out, like, what is your objective? Is it for you? Is it for so that you feel like, hey, I'm validated, I expressed a thought?
Right.
Is it to correct this person? Is it to highlight in society's eyes that, hey, this person is wrong? If it was to correct the person, what's stopping you from sending a private message like, hey, Machan, I didn't like what you said. Do you want to have a conversation about it? But 90% of the time, people don't do that.
99.
Right? You should know.
Yeah, I might know.
So, like, a question is like, you know, what sort of psyche did this person... I was thinking about the time that you were talking about Maslow, like, okay, if you look at it from a psychological perspective, when you're at self-actualization stage, like, you know, what sort of psychological perspective should they, could they be coming up with to be at that stage when you do it, right? Because everything is a choice.
Right.
So a choice to comment, choice to, you know, choice to say something, which is why people always say when you're angry, don't immediately react.
Right.
Try and wait a bit, simmer a bit, respond to it the next day or whatever, because, you know, obviously we're all chemicals, right? And that keeps changing. But I think that, you know, in South Asian societies, let's say when people are like, you know, pushed down and, you know, compliant largely, like 99% of the time, then the moment they have a chance, have you heard this thing? Like, you know, when Sri Lankan kids go abroad, like, Pisugihila, Deva,
all those things.
Because they're suddenly like, oh my God, those restrictions don't exist anymore.
Right.
Like majority, not everybody, but majority is like that.
Like a dog that's been caged all its life just gets loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, then I guess the problem isn't, in this case, cancel culture or in that specific topic, not the keyboard warrior. The problem is how they have not been able to question and express themselves out in life. And now keyboard warriors is actually a symptom of it. Mm. Maybe even the people who are sexually harassing women online probably really sexually frustrated and unable to tell anyone. And maybe their spouse even. So yeah. Now they are a hero behind a screen and an account. So they are putting their... It's actually a reflection on them rather than the person they're canceling.
Recently, I had posted some content and I get some very weird comments.
Right.
Usually, I like to reply to them in a very nice way. I say, thank you, or, you know, thanks for pointing
out.
But
why? But why?
It's because, you know, that they watch my video again. I mean, I get views.
It's engagement, right?
Yeah, it's engagement. They had to come back to see my reply. And my replies are very nice. Like, for example, most of my comments are about my appearance.
Right.
They'd be like, Yoshan, why are you going to the nail salon? You need to go to the gym. I know that.
Right.
The gym doesn't pay me to make this video. The nail salon was paying me to make this video.
Right.
Yeah, so I would be like, thank you for noticing. You're very sweet of you. I will let my mirror know. You know, comments like that, I would. So there was this one person in particular who kept on messaging to the point that, you know, is when I went to his profile, he's a medical professional, right? And I don't want to say his name or anything, but he kept on messaging. He even sent private messages.
Right.
I replied to him, like, on the page itself, I'm like, you are a true superhero. Thank you for letting me know for all your hard work. And because of you, I've taken this inspiration. I sent him a photo of my lunch that day. And I'm going to eat this thinking about you. Thank you for letting me know. But please let me know in the next video if I'm more fat. And he has not replied to even a single video since then. So I don't know. Is that also a form of cancel culture? Or is that just someone frustrated in the keyboard?
අපි ලෝකෙ බේරගන්න එහෙම කැපකිරීමක් කරපු මිනිස්
අපි අපේ මෝඩකම් වලට එරෙහිව වාර්ෂික වෙල්ලවෙන කොමඩි ප්‍රහාර මෝඩා විමානය 4.0 ලෝකෙටම එකයි අවුරුද්දටම එක දවසයි මිස් වෙච්චයි දැන් ඔන්ලයින් බලන්න slblog.lk වෙබ් අඩවියට පිවිසෙන්න
They obviously want it's a this sometimes they might be expressing their opinions because I mean after all you do expect that right you're putting it in open platform
right.
Second time is sometimes they also want your attention, right? If they're going... See, if you're going to keep talking to a wall and you know it's not responding and you keep talking, clearly they need some attention.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or they're not... IQ levels are not at a certain level.
One time, one guy actually thanked me for replying.
Oh, yeah.
For a hate comment, yeah. He's like, I was just trying to get to say hello to you. I'm like, okay, there are nicer ways to do this.
You can just type hello.
Yeah. You know what? Boys actually do that. They try to hit on women by doing that, I think.
Oh, personal experience.
Sorry, yeah, go for it.
Tell us more.
No. I'm just, it doesn't work.
What about your mother? What about any personal experience?
Boys hitting on me.
I mean, you probably have a lot of boys hitting on you.
Yeah, no, don't talk about that. Yeah, that happens.
I mean,
how
what about you?
So you get a spectrum you can choose from.
Yeah, that's a lot to delete, Pacha. Because the thing is, my mom is on my social media, right? So she sees this shit. And then I don't want her to go, because like you said, it's you can come and say anything. You can adopt any persona you want to and just type away whatever you feel like typing. And a vast majority of it is respectable, nice things. The second half of it is unrespectable, but still nice things. And the third part is just absolute trash. So you have to filter that shit out. But the thing, my question would be on that front is, where do the lines blur between, okay, so I have honest critique and cyberbullying?
Is it warranted is the question, right? I mean, everybody can have an opinion. Some people choose to share their opinion. Of course, we have to be open to it if you put it out there.
Right.
But I think this question is something each individual needs to ask, right? So when somebody's critiquing, let's say, what is your objective? To give true, honest feedback? Did it have to be done publicly?
Right.
That's a question, right? When you're receiving it, the person, okay, why are you offended? Is it because this person didn't agree with you? So it cuts multiple ways.
Right.
The point at the end of the day is, if the person is obviously, you know, like repeated, like that doctor dude, like repeatedly messaging, maybe at the end of back of his mind, he has a hero complex. One day, 10 years down the line, Yoshua is going to say, I lost weight because this guy, that's maybe his complex, right? We don't know. Like you said, it's a reflection of him. Maybe he has that hero complex. But the comment giver, comment receiver, you know, we hear this comment all the time, right? You know, love is the answer. Respond with love. Respond with kindness. Love and kindness. All the time we hear it, right?
Silence speaks.
But you can choose that, hey, when this person gives me like a shitty comment, what's my objective? Like, you know, do I want to also fight back?
I just wanted to watch my video again.
Exactly. So that's your objective, right?
Well, you need to learn to not take it personal. I always think, like, if someone comes and talks to you in another language, smiling, and says shit, would you get offended?
I mean, I'll have fun with it.
And then this person on the road says, what a piece of soup. Right, screams at you, you'll turn around and think that person's crazy because you don't know them.
And random person screaming on the road, yeah.
I'll agree with
so
him.
Yeah. Why are you getting offended when there's a comment?
I think what happens, Moshang, is
it's generally the same thing.
Generally, after a while of you trying to be the best version of yourself, you had the shittiest day and everything went wrong, and the last thing you want to see after all your hard work is this same guy who's been there in the last 10 or 15 videos coming and saying the same shit that you can't. And that could be the straw that broke.
Imagine what a big part of his life you are.
That's the thing. Thank you to all my fans out there. I love you.
Lucky dog.
You don't even know him. And he's probably like, I know his entire life because he posts every day. Little does he know it's 1% of your day.
Love you.
But it's also the story related to Lord Buddha, right? That the guy who was insulting him. And the end of the line, like, you know, if somebody gives you a gift,
right,
you don't accept the gift. Who does the gift belong to? Right. So it's a nicer perspective when you make it an object. Like, I don't want this object.
Right.
It's your object. You keep it. But it's like, but I'm just going to leave it here. That's okay. It's still yours. So like, your social media is a place that just leaving something. You're like, Machang, it has your name on it or your fake name or whatever. It's yours. It's not my name on it. But from my perspective, I was at this creator con a couple of weeks ago, and something all the local creators were saying was that they, and this was there by and large, for every negative comment at a certain evolved state, they just double click and put a heart, right? They just double click and put a heart. And Eric was saying something similar to what you were saying. Hey, thanks for noticing. Thanks for watching this video. Could you also go to this video and comment something to create engagement?
You know,
right?
I should actually try that though.
Yeah, that's smart as hell.
You know those videos that you don't get views on? You can be like, hey, by the way, I'm
just check this link out, bro, and let me know.
And also, side note, if you guys want to give gifts, we will take them. Amanda, so tell me, do you have any personal experience of cancel culture? Tell me the one that you can think of at the tip of your tongue.
They're all there, dude.
The worst one.
I'll talk about the one that started it all. I think, but this is when COVID was a huge thing and TikTok was much bigger than what it was. I think it was the fact that I did a TikTok. Oh yeah, it was. There's a song called Heather by, I can't remember what his name is, but it's generally a song that is sung by, I think, a homosexual man who has a crush on this other guy, who has a crush on a girl. Exactly. So he watches his crush getting with this girl eventually, and it breaks his heart. Somebody edited that song. So I think the lyrics went on somewhere of the lines of, he talks like he is the guy that this guy falls in love with. So the TikTok I made was with the caption, and I still remember some part of it, where I said, I'm hypnotizing my crush. So I'm telling you that I am Heather. All right? And to me, it was just, I had to put out 8 videos a day. I'm a content creator. This is not going to...
Why are you justifying yourself?
No. But what I'm trying to say is, I really believe that, first of all, COVID was going to be a 2-week thing. All right? And in my head, it's like, oh, this is the only chance you get to push as many videos as you can. So then I did this video, and I just didn't think any of it. It's just one of the videos I had scheduled for that day. And somebody didn't agree with me. So they sent me a message saying, hey, I didn't like this video you did. And I'm so used to getting that, I was like, all right, just another one, just forget about it.
I'm sorry, what happened in the video? You were the guy who was straight.
So it was just the line they didn't like, hypnotizing my crush.
Hypnotizing the crush, that line.
Okay. So, and the video is me talking to the phone, all right? So I'm like, I'm Heather. That's it. That is the extent of it.
Okay, that caption was offensive.
I don't know what it was. Okay. So... they first send a message saying, hey, I don't like this video. Then they send another message saying, hey, I don't like this video. And I was like, all right, man, look, I think I replied to that saying, okay, cool. Then I think they sent another message somewhere down the line of something or the other. And they got my friends to also call me out and say, hey, you know what? This person has sent this message to you. You've been ignoring that. Please resend the message. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So that's when I replied to this person saying, thanks so much for the message. I hear you loud and clear. And then like a week later, they sent me another message saying, hey, I still see it in my For You page. I was like, bro, look, if you don't like my content, there's this block button. You can block it and I'll never appear anywhere close to you. Ever again, I promise. And I said, do that. And what this person chose to do instead was they screenshotted all that and said that I was promoting rape culture in Sri Lanka. And that was the trick. And I didn't even know what rape culture was back then. I didn't even know it was a thing. I did not put those two words together and think, oh, there's a culture behind this. But because of that, what they tried to also do was they tried to talk to Brian, so the agency I work with, try to get me fired from that. They tried to talk to the companies I was working with, try to get me
all
fired from
that.
All I
see is how influential you are, and you've been doing something right for someone to care about you so much.
Well, thank you so much for that. But back then, I just... did not know what to do and how I was wrong or what I did wrong. But then there was another trend that went along the lines of, if you want this person to touch you, scream, all right? And the song is I wanna know now or something, and it's a bunch of girls putting the guy in 365 days, whatever that guy's name is, Michelle, that really good looking guy, and it's them just looking at him just screaming out. So I'm like, okay, so I was called out, where's the calling of any of these? And what boggled me too was the fact that I didn't know what I did wrong. Like, nobody told me, all right, bro, so what happened was this. So nobody wanted to have a conversation, like you said. It was just the fact that I want to make a spectacle of this person, and the rest of everybody else kind of joined on that bandwagon. But if I was told, okay, so this is exactly where you went wrong, maybe I wouldn't have. And if I saw somebody else doing it, I would have been the person to call them out. So there is no corrective behavior. That's just, you're at fault and you should basically burn.
So you're saying you wish they give constructive criticism.
How did
that
you
means criticism that helps you to understand what it is and you being able to correct your actions.
Where I went wrong would have been great.
And I honestly, on that aspect, I honestly feel like some people who actually sexually harass women online don't even know it's wrong, because they're just so masculinely, like friends say, yeah, machan, you know, in that thing, you can send that, I messaged her, they think it's right.
Right.
So that's a really good point. I think we also, instead of just cancelling, education needs to be done.
Yes, very much.
Because there's nothing wrong with not knowing something. We're all human, right? We're not born knowing everything. I think it's more big of someone to learn something and say, hey, I did that wrong. Very sorry. Let's move forward from
that. Yeah.
That shows more character than someone who's been right their entire life.
Then the coping mechanisms, like, what did you do? Like, if it happened to me, I would have been like bawling my eyes out.
I talked to you also, right? No, that was the second time.
Really, you spoke to me? I'm really
sorry. How many times have been? Five?
Yeah, close enough. Ballpark figure. So I didn't know what to do. Right. So what I did for Hud was, I think I just said, look, there's a situation like this. And I put a story on Instagram saying, I'm sorry. And I just shut off social media for about a week and a half-ish. I didn't know what to do from that point. So after a week, do I just pick it back up and say, yo, all right, back to this thing? Or do I come apologizing again? Or how do I fix this problem? Because it was never pointed out. So I just picked up.
I think if you're genuinely wrong and you genuinely believe you were wrong, I think you should apologize. But you don't need to harp about it and go on about it, right? Mm. You can apologize and ensure your content from thereafter is whatever friendly, or you put a disclaimer saying this is the perspective I said it in.
Right.
But if you do not think you are wrong, because some people just... Like I said, who is going to put the right and wrong? Who decides on perspective?
Yeah, on that perspective, it's like, imagine this, right? So you also mentioned that this, you know, this other dude's thing happened, women were screaming. So the apology wouldn't feel genuine because there's a conflict in your head. Like,
right.
For example, it's normalized now, let's say largely 90%, oh, men are the worst and nobody's going to bat an eyelid.
Right.
But man says, like, women are the worst. It's different perspective. We're talking majority, not Samakya, majority, right?
I'm definitely a minority here.
Yeah. So in that perspective, there can be somebody who's comes like, so why is this okay and this not okay?
Yeah.
So if somebody bothered to, you know, look into, okay, what is Amanda's history? What kind of things is it? I think we have to do that research before we decide to, you know, cancel someone. Like, you know, where are they coming from? What's our, I mean, don't mean check their research and their birth certificate and stuff like that. But online, what kind of other shit has he been posting?
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Yeah.
Before you decide to, because even those comments you were describing, like, I don't like it.
Right.
It's still on my feed. It was about this person establishing the
sounds
fact that...
Sounds very immature and they're talking with emotions and not facts. Actual knowledge
and
even for
them
you to
based.
Change. Yeah.
Yeah.
If a client came to you because you're a personal growth coach,
one of those, yeah.
Yeah. The dude came to you like, okay, I'm going through this, what Amanda was going through. What professional advice would you give him?
So one of the strongest things I believe is that the only thing you can largely control is your reaction, and you have to understand what you feel based on what's happening around you. So for you, the reason that, let's say, you were confused on what to go back, because part of your life is how people perceive you when you're an online personality,
yes.
Right? And that's very important. So how do you navigate that? How do you feel and how are you going to react? That would make you feel comfortable. There are certain costs sometimes, right? There might be situations where some brands would be like, you know, Amanda, I would have liked you to apologize more for
right.
3 weeks.
Right.
Some brands are like, Masang, we don't really care. We want your beautiful face. That's all we want.
Right.
You know, just stand there and look pretty. Some brands are like, you know, we'd like to see the person behind it. So, you know, a bit of an apology, maybe a conversation on a live. So you have to understand what do you want from it? How do you feel about it? But the reaction is yours. And that's the only thing you can control. So you navigate a conversation like, you know, how do you feel? How do you want to react kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I would have just been like, I
mean, that's normal. You can be like that. You need to do that as well. Otherwise, you'll eventually bottle it up and get out of it. But
yeah.
The idea is you do that, but you don't just get stuck in it. Because
yeah.
You're human and you have emotions. You should cry it out. You should take that emotion out. That's the most healthiest thing to do, but in close, confined area where there's no judgment and you're just taking it out. And then you gotta, you know, move on, get your shit together and keep going. And it's tough, but you gotta keep going.
And does cancel culture only affect famous people, celebrities, or?
Like he said in school, a clique of friends get together and corner one kid. That's a cancel culture.
Have you experienced that?
Oh, definitely, growing up.
Were you the clique who said don't talk, or you were the one?
Oh, no, I was the one who got picked on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. What?
Actually, up until like the higher grades, when I started performing, you know, when it was a time where boys and girls started liking each other,
puberty.
And I had more boys liking me, and I started performing in my sports, and then I was doing drama and dancing and doing multiple things. And like, because I had siblings, right? So my siblings' friends used to take me into the drama class and dancing stuff. And I was doing better than other peers, not on studies and academics, but on the everything else. Then suddenly I had people who are willing to be my friends and do.
Screw them.
Oh, I wish I got that advice. But later on in life, I learned it a few years ago.
All right. I'm sorry that you had to go through all that. But you grew up. I mean, it made you who you are.
I'm sorry I went through it, but I am glad because I wouldn't be who I am today if not.
It's character building.
Character building.
Definitely. Yeah. Character. You wish no one else goes through it, but I wouldn't change it any other way.
Absolutely.
And you?
Oh, yeah, man. Like
you. He started the clicks. Fahad's the guy who started the clicks.
No. Like, so the person I am now, like, you know, very, so I speak for a living, but back then I was very shy, very much in my shell, and I didn't speak. So you were even afraid to say something because you would get in trouble even though you were not the person who was wrong.
Right.
So there were forms of ostracization, and that I think most of the people you see on a certain scale publicly in these days have been part of that in some way or form, right?
Right.
There's like, you know, shit that forms that gives you different perspectives, gives you more empathy, more ability to connect with people and understand where they're coming from. So it happens and it hurts. But like Samakya said, man, I wouldn't change it. Like back then, I would have said, you know, fuck this, I want a different life.
Right.
But now I'll be like, you know, I can handle it. Like, you know, I'm glad it happened. But it's all in retrospect. But that kid, you know, I spoke to a psychotherapist up until as recently as 2 years ago, like to heal that inner child because that was so messed up, right? You go through those things, and we have to understand that we're human beings, right? We're continuing. We can work on ourselves. We can heal. We can grow. We can be shitty people. We can be good people. And it's very continuous. Wouldn't change it, though.
So in that aspect, cancel culture done right could be a positive thing.
Accountability done right can be a positive
thing. Everything in the middle path, nothing in any extremes, is what life should be. I believe in middle path or madhyama pratipada.
So a little cancel culture is good.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to be okay with everything. That means you're going to be okay with a rapist, a murderer.
No, fair enough.
I mean, cancel culture seems not strong enough for a rapist. I mean, arrested sounds more better for that.
So I think there are some things that are black and white.
Right.
Some things are very black and white.
But is it?
Yeah.
Like some person who didn't know that consent was needed and rapes a wife. Is it black and white?
Younger kids.
No. I mean, there are some people who are in a married relationship and genuinely feels they have the right to have intercourse with their partner. God-given right.
Yeah. So intermarital rape, yes.
Yeah. And people actually are uneducated. You and I are coming from a different society, and we know. So they don't know that they need to get consent. Or they don't know that if my partner is induced or with some kind of intoxication, that they don't have the right to say yes.
Right.
So they don't know that that is a rape if I am sober and the partner isn't. And they say, yes, I want to do everything. It's still rape.
Right.
So sometimes, is it actually black and white? I think it's education needs to go.
100% education needs to be there. But if we come to a thing like, let's say, murder.
Okay.
Black and white.
Right.
What if I accidentally kill?
Exactly. So that's why the legal system is there, right? That's why the legal system is there. But we know
I'm not promoting killing sides to a story.
100%. I think that there are two sides, but as a society,
that doesn't mean you should be okay with.
Exactly. Right. So
you don't cancel the.
Just so we are clear,
we are not okay.
We are not okay.
But listen to the races.
Nice. Oh, okay. Oh my God, I'm going to get a lot of cancellation after this.
A lot of cancellation, please, and a cup of tea. Yeah, continue, please.
So I think the problem is that there are some things that are definitely black and white.
Right.
And there are some things that are gray. And as a society, there's a lot of pressure to make everything black and white.
Right.
You agree with me or you don't. This is right. This is wrong. So I think we need to agree as a collective. Because we're a herd, we're a tribe, we have to coexist. We agree that these things, the hard ones, are black and white.
Right.
Like murder is wrong. Rape is wrong. We agree as a society.
Yeah.
These things are wrong.
I agree.
And Samak is like, no, I didn't mean those things, right? So these things are wrong.
Right.
And then there are these other things of how we operate that we can agree to disagree and we can be open to conversation. You don't have to have a position on everything. You don't have to have a position or a thought on everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're so pressurized to have a position or a thought on something, right?
If you don't agree or disagree with it, also it's a problem.
That's wrong, yeah.
They'll attack you for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things, like, you know, this is a little bit sensitive, but when the East attacks happened, my name's Muslim,
right.
But I'm not Muslim. Like, I'm no spiritual universal kind of thing, right? And there was pressure from people I know to say, like, you have to say something on Facebook. I was like, well, I have to say something on Facebook because the attackers were largely Muslim. And
right.
I'm like, okay, so I have to say something. So, and I was like, and I sat on it for a couple of weeks, because, like, you know, my name sounds Muslim, but I'm not. So what do you want me to do? So then I was like, you know, I succumbed to this collective pressure. And I put something, and then the comments on some of those things, like, you know, can we use Sinhala filter on this?
She will censor it.
So then, listen, you look at her, smile, and say what you're gonna say.
Like, carry humbe a mukhadde
ekhiyani.
And I was like, bro, like, so that was a moment I succumbed to peer pressure because I felt like I needed to say something, even though I was not from, I didn't identify, but I identified as a human being. Like, human beings got fucked. That's how I identified as, right?
I was about to say, I think everyone should say something, because largely it was human beings doing it. Sorry?
English
filth also is okay. Like, it's a posh podcast, like, cutting hundai single
himbe. To be honest, I find single filth a bit more like.
More cancelly.
Like, you know, it really
dirty.
Gets
it really
mean
hits.
It does.
Than
it does,
like just saying.
I've heard a lot of,
like,
people
when
say
you,
that.
When I crack a joke and it has filth in it, in English it less punch with a single one.
I also think it's a language. Like, the language has, like, so many, like, alterations and so many words to explain a situation more that it's more in detail and too much.
I think single filth comes from the diaphragm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
True, because you could say, like.
Yeah, it comes from the diaphragm. Why do we keep celebrities in a very high standard? Why do we do
why?
That? Why celebrities, influencers are kept in a very high standard when it comes to cancel culture? Why is that?
Because more people know them.
But why? Why?
Why? Because they made themselves
bigger targets, no? They're bigger targets, yeah.
So, like, for example, you were telling me about Kevin Hart, was it? What was that story?
Oh, yeah. So, apparently, Kevin Hart always wanted to host Oscars, right? He wanted to host the Oscars.
Okay.
Right? And he finally got the shot to do it. And he put up this tweet saying, I finally got the shot. Then some people on Twitter went and said, no. But then he said these things, which are kind of homophobic, way back then. And he never made an apology video about it. So he shouldn't be doing this. And I think he got so much backlash that he was like, I'm stepping down. I'm not going to do it. It's okay. You'll find somebody else to do it. So the question that is, why do we expect... why do we expect celebrities and, well, now in this instance, influencers, to be of such high moral value that they can't even slightly err when at the end of the day we're all human beings?
On that, right? So even Jimmy Carr was saying that the joke that he's going to get cancelled for, he probably made many years ago.
Right.
Somebody's going to find it and bring it. And it comes to a different question. Like, if you look at all our lives, we've done shitty things. Like, you know, when we were younger, we've thrown chewing gum on the road and somebody has stepped on it or a bird has eaten it, right? We've done things when we came from a position of ignorance.
Right.
Now, we are growing and evolving, right? How far is it going to go? When you were 6 years old, you grabbed this kid's toy. Like, where does it stop?
Right.
Where is that line? Like, you can't, you have to look back, okay, from that point onwards, after this thing happened, has this person grown? Has he apologized? Has he learned, kind of thing? Yeah, who finds it, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Luck means?
Some guy might put it and it might not go viral. Some guy would say it and it will go viral, and that's luck.
But Kevin Hart, they purposely went and found something, right? Like 10 years ago or something like that.
If I'm not mistaken, if you're applying for US visa, they go through your social media, if I'm not mistaken. That's a thing, right? No?
Yeah, I heard that.
I've also heard it. I don't know, I've not done it, but I've heard about it.
That's probably why the visa takes so long.
If you're applying for the online renewal thing, yeah.
I'm going to apply for one, so just give me in case I am applying. But
please,
I mean,
there are lots of things to find about Samaki.
Please watch this podcast if you want Samaki.
To be honest, I mean, it's fair enough. Like, if someone's walking into my house, it's my rules. Let me do the criteria, whether decide whether you want to come in or not. So yeah, if you want to go into another country, it's up to them to decide.
It's. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying that they could find something that you posted 25 years back.
Oh, they yeah. don't need to. Some cyber hacker can do that too.
Yeah.
මෙතන 80 යනු ඉපදිච්ච ගොඩක් ඉන්න මන් දන්නවා එකඟයි ඔබලා අපි අපි ලෝකෙ බේරගන්න හැම කැපකිරීමක් කරපු මිනිස්
අපි අපේ මෝඩ කම්බල්ට එරහිව වාර්ෂික වෙල්ලවෙන කොමඩි ප්‍රහාර මෝඩ අභිමානය 4.0 ලෝකෙටම එකයි අවුරුද්දටමක දවසයි මිස් වෙච්චයිඩන් ඔන්ලයින් බලන්න slblog.lk වෙබ් අඩවියට පිවිසෙන්න
you may be next to
Have I already cracked the joke that's going to get me cancelled? I feel I have.
I
feel I have.
If you haven't, Joshan, you haven't done your job yet.
I feel there is very, very... There is one. Okay, let's continue. I don't want to talk about that show. What were we talking about again?
This is a light-hearted podcast, right? We're being like funny and stuff, right?
Lightest-heartedest podcast ever.
Heart is very light.
Heart is very light. I think what I want to talk about right now would be... So... And I think we touched on this before. Who gets to say my view is right over whatever I insinuate your idea to be? So where do I get the moral high ground to stand and say, no, I find that offensive and that is bad for society and should be taken down? Where do you think people find that? I mean, it could be like she said, that there's nothing else going on in that person's life and therefore this is the only way they get validation. But where do you think people nowadays, because there's so much of it going around, right? It's not just the one or two off cases. It is that everybody has a secondary account on Instagram or third or fifth account that they just go to mess with people they don't like.
Really?
Yeah.
I should start that.
Do they have so much of free time? Do another job.
Earn some money. Go to the USA.
The country needs it.
We need... Yeah.
And where do they find money for all that? Like,
it doesn't take that much of my same internet connection.
Yeah, but they have to load twice the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. I cannot tell brand names, but there are some people with cheap internet connections. I don't want to provoke.
So, anyway.
If you're in Colombo.
No, but what are these brand names? Tell us, please.
Just slowly, just move like this.
If you're a company you want to sponsor your stuff here, here's the chance. You know, give us some money. We'll talk about your things.
But yes,
do have a quota of my things, though.
Yeah, it has to be good things, though. Go ahead.
Yes, Fahad.
So I think that's a tough question, man, because say there are laws in a country or land. Like country laws can differ. And as a collective, this group of people have decided that in this country, these are the laws. Okay. Right. And I think to an extent that is important. And if you don't like I'm talking laws. If you don't like a law, collectively as a country, you can lobby to change that law.
Right.
And that happens, right?
It has happened unofficially as well. Do you know, legally, it's women are not allowed to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But women do buy alcohol, but yeah. That shows that even though it's legally there, humans as a society can change it.
So when it comes to an individual or a small collective individual taking the moral high ground, it's very tough to say because you don't know what their background and their value system is. Like, for example, that person said, this offends me. Right. I don't like it. Now, from their perspective, they're correct. From your perspective, you're also correct. I didn't mean it that way, right?
Yeah.
The problem is not to figure out what gives you credibility to be right. The problem is to figure out why don't we have the capacity to make this a conversation?
Right.
That is the question, right? We can't be saying in situation 362, subsection A, in this situation, when you said this, because you posted this at this time with this soundtrack, this person is right. That is a never-ending process,
I think,
right?
They can't come to the conversation because they're pissed off. Like, the anger is there. So they
you
can't talk
make
sense.
With right. Emotions.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. As you said earlier in the podcast, you know, sleep it off, talk the next day.
Yeah.
Don't reply to the email tonight itself. That's what.
Yeah, it's a really good advice, but in reality, of course, when I'm emotional, like really.
Oh, she's one of those people.
No, but in reality, so what I do is when I have those reactions, I will type the message and send it to a friend and say, like, you know, keep this with you. I just needed to send it.
Right.
And send it to me tomorrow.
Oh, that's I will great. Take it with it, that's great
it needs
advice.
To go, right?
Knowing
it needs
my
to go.
Friends, they'll forward it to everyone.
That's when you send it to your fake account. You know, you have that fake account that you have. Send it to that.
Screenshot saying, Yoshan, send me this. Here you go.
I guess it's an old school way of journaling.
Mm-mm, yeah, yeah. Mm. It's cathartic. You're just, you know, letting it go. It's like journaling. Yeah.
Yeah. Does cancel culture spoil creativity, though?
Mm. 100% because you're afraid to say stuff, right?
Changes creativity. Now you have to think in a different way to survive.
Or sometimes there will be a few people who decide to make that effort. But most people are like, okay, that's too much effort. Let me just, you know, just dumb down.
Right.
The lucky few will find a different angle, find a different alternative. But how better would society be if everybody tried to think, or like, hey, finding alternative ways. There are lots of situations in history where you can see like certain inventions were banned so that, you know, alternative competitors came up with different things. So it happens. But as a society now, we're not conditioned to be, we're required to be innovative, but we're not taught to be innovative.
Right.
So people are like, okay, I'll just, you know, be a part, be a brick in the wall, be another sheep kind of thing.
Mm.
Does it happen to you there?
Yeah,
like,
happens like in my, I want to say my field, but in the whole comedy world, when we write a script, right, we have to submit it to a certain censor board, and they go through that, and then they tell us, you can't say this, you can't say that, change this word, change that word, because certain people will get offended. These, some things are against the law, so then we have to change the whole thing, and it just takes away the humor a lot. Sometimes we do crack the joke, like, let's say they have approved from the censor board, but we upload it on social media, then there are certain parties who will tell, okay, please remove that before somebody makes a complaint, and then we have to remove it. We can't keep it online. So I feel that has kind of...
it stifles basically your free speech, no?
Yes. So, like, I'm very good at this whole dark humor thing. It's now light brown humor.
Light brown.
I agree, but, like, I feel like as a... I think then it's the activist's duty to try and change it and make the world perfect, but you need to identify your duty. Like, if I was... I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. Okay, I'm just putting myself there so you understand better. If I was a comedian, I should accept what the world is for and work around it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And you were saying it's hard for everyone to do it, but that's why there's only one person at the top.
Yeah.
And that's why only a small amount of people can win a prize.
Yeah.
And that's the hard truth.
We do go around.
God, that's almost just sprinkling out facts there.
No, but it is.
It's gotta suck, but somebody's gotta come on top, bro. Sorry, it's not you.
No, but everyone can't be the first in the class.
Yeah, true.
Others, you're going to be in depression.
Usain Bolt's the only one there. Yeah. So I have a game at the end of this. Shall we proceed to the game?
Yes, please.
Do you have anything you want to add before I proceed to the game?
I just want to watch this part of it.
All right. So the game is very simple. I'm going to describe an incident. You're going to guess who is involved in this incident. And you're going to tell me whether he was or she was cancelled fairly or unfairly.
Okay,
and why you...
This. I don't remember names.
There's no prize. Don't worry. All right. The first person.
They'll draw you a card that says, you came first.
Not everyone can be the top.
Boom. All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, the first person. Don't peek.
It's very hard.
Yeah, I also can't read. I'm like making time so that I can figure out my handwriting. So the first person was on a TV sitcom. Actually, he was in two sitcoms. He had there was a report of him sexually assaulting a person, and he was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Two of his co-stars spoke out on behalf of him before he
Bill
was,
Cosby.
No,
I don't even know what a sitcom is.
Where you sit and
a situational
see
comedy.
Sit. See comedy. Not Bill Cosby, but yeah, that dude did really messed up. Someone younger than Bill Cosby. Different skin color also.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no, but that would have been awesome. But yeah, that guy also really messed up. Little more younger than Charlie Sheen. Two very famous sitcoms. His two co-stars came out to speak on behalf of him. The two co-stars ended up getting married. They met on the show.
Clearly not me. I have no idea.
The
I
dude
don't
has
know the
curly,
names.
Curly
He's
hair.
Just old.
The one sitcom had a man who always wanted to put his foot up the kid's ass.
I don't know.
It's a 70s show.
Oh really?
Danny Matteson.
Oh, he was in jail, right?
He's in jail. Yeah.
Okay.
So initially, when the reports came out that he had assaulted a person, there was no proper evidence, and two of his co-stars, Ashton Kutcher, and
it kind of sucks when there's no proper evidence.
Milna Kunis came out and spoke on behalf of him, and they nearly got cancelled. And finally, the evidence came out, and he was in the second sitcom called The Ranch. and he was kicked out of that, and now he's in jail for 30 years. That was enough.
Congrats.
Yeah, so fair or unfair?
I think it's, I mean, if you have done the crime,
do the time. What do you think? Fair?
No, I mean, again, like if it went through the due process and they found him guilty, then guilty. Yeah.
Guilty. So he is not going to get a job very soon. I'm very sorry. But
but That 70 Show is a great show.
Yeah, That 70 Show. Now that's the 90s show.
Not too great, though.
I enjoy it.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So these are the people. Because of these people, those great shows get cancelled.
I actually liked it too.
What, That 70 Show?
Yeah.
That 70 Show, not That 90s show.
Whichever one with the... the girls and the boys.
They had the same genders in the 90s show. It's in the 2000 shows where the genders change.
What? No.
Nice one. That's very layered. That's very nice.
Whatever that's in my mind. All right. The old one. The old, really old one.
That's our
the 50 shows.
All right, next question.
There's no women in that show. The next person, he put a tweet... okay, this is not me. Please don't cut it and say that I said it. It's a tweet from this very famous person. He's a singer. He said, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going to DedCon 3 on the Jewish people.
That sounds like a Kanye thing.
It is a Kanye. Yeah, you have nailed it. He put that post and immediately Adidas or whatever made his shoes, the Yeezy brand, dropped him immediately. And then a few days later to a Black Lives Matters event, he wore a White Life Matters t-shirt.
Right.
And this is from the NDTV news, so I'm not making it up. So because of these two incidents, he lost a lot of sponsorships, a lot of deals. And like he is now not, he was at the top at one point, and now he's like just going down. So it's crazy. So fair, unfair?
But then I think so.
Is it unfair if he knowingly knew that?
That's what it meant.
Yeah. Like, see, sometimes you could be brainwashed to saying, you know what, they don't talk about the whites as well. And then if someone else explains, saying, no, but we're talking about the black lives because majority who get discriminated are black. And the, throughout history, black has got colonized and so many bad things have happened. That is why we do understand White Life Matters too. So if they were aware of all the facts and they still chose that, yeah. That's
but
true.
The tweet about the Jewish people, I feel that was very strong.
But then what, look man, if you listen to Kanye, like a majority of, not Kanye music, Kanye music,
I think racism
I love.
Is bad, but if it depends on, it, see, it's, not, it's still not right that he wore White Life Matters. It doesn't make it right. But the amount of punishment you get depends on the intention.
That's the one.
Okay. You need to still punish because then anyone can be like, oh, I didn't mean it. You still punish. But like if you were fully aware, like what I was talking about, murder, if it's accidental, there's a different punishment versus if you have pre-planned it and killed someone. So it's always intent matters, but you still also at least have to send there for rehabilitation. Some kind of thing has to be given to give a message to the rest of society. Because if you stay just like that, then what's the message you're giving? Silence also speaks loud.
Yeah.
The next person is also a singer.
How many people do we have?
We have enough.
That sounds like the country's economic policy, right?
We have enough.
Yeah.
We don't have to stay in the queue.
This is all supposed to be rapid fire, just so you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be rapid fire, but we're going very not so rapid.
I don't know any answers. I'm just going to be looking. He's going to be answering, asking.
No, I'm just trying to guess like what little names I know. But right. Let's go.
The next person is also a singer. The second part of this person's name is named after an animal. She was rude to her fans.
Hailey Bieber.
Bieber is an animal?
Isn't a Bieber an animal?
No, that's a beaver.
Okay.
And that is the cut that goes in the trailer.
That's so bro. Oh, thank you so much for being here. Oh, yeah, I love that. Okay, keep going.
So this is a singer, Hailey Bieber or Bieber was a model. Is a model. She's a singer. Second part of the name is an animal with four legs. She was extremely rude to her fans in a recent concert. And she was wearing a t-shirt of a previously cancelled comedian whose name is Sam Hyde, holding a gun and parading around in the t-shirt. So, any guesses?
just double checking that's the name of the person.
Like singers with an animal surname, like lion, tiger, giraffe.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
You're going in the right road.
Cat.
That was the only animal name I knew.
Doja Cat. It is Doja Cat. Absolutely Doja Cat. So.
That was the actual name before I screwed up again.
Doja Cat. You're right. Cat's an animal. Cat goes.
Doja was her name.
But second name I said cat. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So fair, unfair.
I don't know enough background on that to make a...
To be honest, call. I wasn't listening to you. I just want to figure out the answer.
Damn, sounds like my wife.
Now, you have to apologize to all the wives out there.
I apologize to all the wives out there.
That didn't sound heartfelt enough. Please apologize properly.
Because that's what comedians do.
Well.
Now, you have to apologize to all the comedians out there.
I'm sorry to all the comedians. If you are a comedian, please message me. We would like to collaborate.
Now you have to apologize to all the people creeping other people's inboxes out there.
Oh my God, just stop it, man.
And that's the ripple effect.
That's a cycle,
cancer.
Yeah.
That's a cycle.
It's the circle of cancer culture. It will screw us all. Okay, let's go.
Next.
So, the next person used to be very fat and was in a lot of teenage movies. Now he has lost a lot of weight.
I know the face, I just don't know.
He was in the Wolf of Wall Street.
Jonah Hill.
Yes. He was emotionally abusive to his ex. That case is still ongoing. But he has had a lot of cancel things happening towards him because of this. So what do you think? Fair? Unfair?
They just took work away from him.
Yeah. They took a lot of work away from him.
But we don't know the other side of the story.
We don't. All I know is that he was accused of emotionally...
I mean, all I can say is I'm not God to judge.
So unfair, you would say.
I was like, how would I know I'm not God to judge?
Just play the game. Just try to be God and first listen to races, now not God. Nope.
I don't know.
So with those kind of things, you don't know what happened between closed doors.
So it's a blurry line.
No, if he has, it is wrong.
But don't you think that the personal things shouldn't affect his job? Shouldn't that be like taken
if
by...
If his personal life... is a part of his job. Like if you are someone who's out there, then of course it's going to affect. Your life is a part of your job, whether you like it or not. Then you should have done something where you can work anonymously, like businessmen where no one knows they're the owner and they put the CEO as the face of the company.
But then that, I think, again goes back to the fact that first of all, we don't know both sides of the story. Yes. We don't know how his wife was treating him, and I'm not saying that justifies it.
If he has done wrong, yes. Yeah. If he hasn't, no.
Do you have any Sri Lankan celebrities on this?
I still wouldn't know.
I had a few, but I removed them because I didn't want this. This is such a baby podcast. I don't want to get cancelled right now. Maybe not three more episodes, then we get cancelled. It's okay. Plus, Takshi needs this job really badly. So the next person, he has he used to have Maggie noodles on his head. That was his hairstyle. He's a famous singer. He voiced a character in the Trolls movie.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Recently, Britney Spears. Recently, in Britney Spears' memoirs, The Woman in Me, she claims that Timberlake forced her to have an abortion when they were dating. And he has started to experience hate and the cancel culture coming towards him. So, yeah. We don't know if it's true or false. It's in her memoirs.
So it's an accusation.
It's just an accusation. Timberlake has not responded to it, but it's in the book.
Most of these are very grey in a lot of, like, we don't have all the data. And to give an opinion and say, like, right, wrong, it's super tough.
Feel like most people have already been, like, cancelled.
But then again, that just jumps to the herd mentality thing.
If it personally affects me, then I also would definitely cancel. Whether I voice it out or whether I put it on a billboard or stand on my head, I might individually cancel out.
Can
do that.
Can you stand on your head?
Yeah, she's...
Maybe in the next podcast. If
if you went for a class, you would have found out.
I cannot stand with my legs on. Stand with my head.
My point is like... Never mind.
The next lady is a sister of a very famous singer. During one of her shows, they were supposed to do a costume change and accidentally her chest came out in the Super Bowl.
Janet Jackson?
Yes. She had a lot of problems.
Justin Timberlake was involved there also, right?
Yes, yeah. Justin Timberlake's the one who pulls...
Justin Timberlake's all over the place, my guy.
He's the one who pulls her dress for a costume change, but he pulls it in the wrong place, and the thing that was covering her breasts didn't hold, and it came out completely. And she had a lot of criticized moments there, and she was heavily cancelled. But Justin Timberlake didn't get scratched. I mean, it was an accident for me. I feel like it was an accident, but what do you guys think? Fair, unfair?
Yeah, accidents happen. So.
But she was severely cancelled. Like, she didn't...
Why was she cancelled, though?
They were, like, inappropriate. This was a, what, media stunt. They were, like, they were saying that this was a...
Okay.
I mean, if it was a media stunt... I mean, still, is it inappropriate? It's her concert. Mm-hmm. She can do what she wants. Is there a guideline saying
no? It's
no?
A Super Bowl. Watch
Super Bowl.
Is there a guideline, sorry?
I mean...
I don't know what the legal...
But then leads to other questions. Like, you know, if male toplessness is okay, why is female? Like, it goes, like, yeah. You know, on this question. Like, you know, so I think...
Let's say, is there, like, a legal thing where you're not supposed to?
Fair enough.
If you are a lawyer out there and you know whether it's legal or not legal, let us know.
Thank you for watching this podcast also, but also let us know.
The next person was cancelled because she released one really bad song on YouTube about a day of the week.
That Thursday, I haven't heard that song, but I've heard people talk about
no,
it.
No, but I think she was a really good singer. I felt like the people just...
Did her name start with M?
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, that's...
She went through a really hard time after the song was released.
I mean, that's like a different, like a typical iskole, you know, cancel, gang up and just pick on a kid.
Yeah, it was really bad. She was
mindset
just a kid.
Have you heard the song?
No, oh. I sang it, like, I made it up in my head and sang it.
Okay, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best singer, but...
There was a similar one in Sri Lanka, so...
Oh, yeah. That,
no way!
Ex-alien.
Ex-alien.
Tala, tala, no, tala, tala, no.
Like, yes, you do wrong, but, like...
But it's the internet, man. You go famous for the stupidest shit, that's the point.
Yeah, and someone else would go famous in a positive way for making something stupid. So, as I said, it could be luck or something.
So,
fingers crossed is this podcast.
Fair, unfair?
That's unfair.
That's unfair.
Let people
unfair.
Be creative. If you don't like, don't watch.
So,
that's bullying.
Yeah,
that's
that is cyberbullying.
People being cast into specific characters, like when Henry Cavill was cast into Superman, there was a lot of hate. When Ben Affleck was put as Batman, a lot of hate. When Heath Ledger was cast as Joker, a lot of hate. It came to the point where they were almost cancelled. Any Star Wars fans here? Hayden Christian?
He was bad though.
Wow.
See, that's the thing. So when Hayden Christian was Anakin Skywalker, he was hated so much to the point where he couldn't get any other work.
Right.
But maybe that's because he's a bad actor.
No, that's... See, their perception for that. He's doing a job to please a society.
Right.
Right? Acting has to be liked. And if his fans don't like it, obviously he's not going to get the next job. That means he's failed in his job. But the problem with the other things you brought up were we don't know whether there was intent or with this fake accusation. We don't know the truth. Like even on Rebecca Black, we were easily saying no. I don't think anyone's going to make a song to get bullied. It's not like she was accused for doing something legally wrong. Right?
Yeah.
That's why. Not that we are on the fence of being okay with everyone else's crimes. It's just that we don't have enough facts.
And when you're a singer or an actor, your product is your work.
Yeah.
And if the market is not buying your product, then it doesn't sell and your value goes down.
So anyway, the story continues. Now Hayden Christian's back in the Ashoka series, if I'm not mistaken. There's a new series coming up. When they brought him back, like he was not part of Hollywood for some time. He had taken a break away from everyone. I think he's doing some day job because he couldn't face the audience. Recently, they called him back to come for a Comic-Con to reintroduce the character. And the people have started to accept him. The new generation has accepted him. And he started crying on stage because he didn't know that people liked him. He just thought that, you know, back then people hated me and people still hate me. But when he got on stage, he was like, oh my God, people like me. I can't believe it. And now you can see that he's tearing up and, you know. So I feel like he went through a kind of cancel culture and, you know, came back. No? Don't you guys feel, or you just think that he's a really bad actor?
I don't know him, but all I can say is this too shall pass.
Yeah, it can be both, right? You can be a bad actor and you can get cancelled. You can be a good actor and get cancelled.
The next person I have on the list is a bodybuilder who was technically the first openly gay bodybuilder. His name is Bob Paris.
No.
Fair to be cancelled? Unfair to be cancelled?
What was he cancelled for?
For being gay.
Oh. No, that's not fair.
That's true.
That's bullshit.
But this happened, you know, back when, oh my God, are you okay? That era.
Yeah,
okay.
But I personally don't think there's anything wrong with being gay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. But you see,
I think it is wrong to be cancelled on that perspective.
Every generation has the, oh my God, like that generation, oh my God, you're gay. This generation, oh my God, you're a girl. You know, you get... So it's every generation has something. Now my daughter will have something else, you know.
Oh my God, you're a comedian. What?
You're a comedian? Don't cancel. Next we have a very famous actress. She was in the Transformers series.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, she turned most boys into men.
Sorry, what was that? She turned what? Most boys into men.
What? Did I say that out loud? she was cancelled because she started opening up about her director's bad behavior in the Transformers series. She was kicked out of the third movie.
Why?
I can't say the director's name, but you know
sure
who.
Sure, you can. The director's not going to watch.
But what if he does? What if he
then
goes
please
so
cast your shot in the next movie.
What if he becomes like
a fan?
Yeah, and I'm like, it wow. 10.
Well, then this will be the thing that they cancel you for.
So you're saying, Yoshan, you can't say Michael Bay's name.
Oh, what? Who? Who is that?
That's
who is
saying.
Both Michael and a Bay?
I know what a Bay is. I've been there. Michael, I mean Jackson.
Okay, so not Michael Bay.
Yeah, it's him. So he had misbehaved with her a few times to the point where when she refused, she was kicked out of the third movie and she lost a lot of projects because of that, because she opened up. So, fair, unfair?
It's unfair. That's something that happens in a lot of industries where people with authority suggest for things that people below authority are not comfortable and they just lose jobs, which is unfair.
Mm. They feel that they can act anyway they
want. And it's far more seen in the entertainment industry a lot. And I think that's where, what's that, Me Too culture, the Me Too movement came along with as well, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And it's a very unfair situation to be in, because when someone above you in authority are there, it's how do you say no? Because you have less power. Some people just go ahead with it. So even that yes is not really a yes.
Yeah, and then if you speak about it, then what they try to do is they try to spin on you, saying, oh yeah, they're just fabricating stories so that they can get something, yeah?
But also some people might fabricate, so I don't know.
Yeah.
The next person was the star of George of the Jungle.
Brendan Fraser.
You know the movie? I thought nobody knew that movie. I thought I was the only one who watched it. Look out for that tree. Oof. Yeah, so...
No, I haven't seen the movie. I just...
Oh, man.
She wants your high five back.
Please give it back.
Okay, you can take it.
So, yeah, Brendan Fraser. He's also the star of the Mummy series, if you have not seen it.
Dude, I have no idea about these things. I'm like a lot.
She's a very smart person. Into the books. Yeah, so...
Not at all.
She's rowing, dude.
Honestly, I was too busy rowing.
She's on a boat.
Either on the water or in the water.
I feel like there's a joke somewhere there. I'll think about it and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Right. So Brendan Fraser was in some gala where he went to meet a bunch of rich people and was abused by one of the movie executives. And when he came up and he wanted to talk about it, they fired him from everything and he was eventually replaced by The Rock in The Journey to the Center of the Earth, was it? That's where he started losing his roles. So yeah, fair, unfair.
So all of these questions where we don't know what happened behind closed doors are really, like, on the surface you can say, okay, it's unfair if that's how it happened, obviously. But if there are situations where you don't know lots of variables, it's very difficult to say this is fair or unfair. So, like, don't know, but if it happened the way it did, then it's obviously unfair. But, like, we can't sit in Narvel in 2024 and say, but that happened, like, you know, X many years ago, that was wrong, because you don't know. But... kind of thing.
Exactly, for all the questions, that's the answer. So
I think that is the biggest takeaway from this entire podcast, the fact that it is hard to pinpoint and say this is right and this is wrong, because then it's perspective based and the evidence that is available at that time. So I think that would be the biggest takeaway from all this. It is hard to, like she said, who am I to play God to say that this person's right and this person's wrong when you have your own flaws, you know? So I think at the end of the day, like you said, if there's something that needs to be said, you need to really think about why you're saying it, to whom you're saying it, and if the way you're phrasing it is right.
And if you're saying it's going to be helpful for them.
Yes.
Is it constructive?
Yeah.
And the last celebrity for the day. She's a very nice person.
I can
person.
See that Amanda's trying to like, okay, let's stop this celebrity. And Yoshan is like, no, I have one more in my list.
The last celebrity for the day.
The last celebrity for the day is a person who took a shit on the bed.
Oh, Amber Turd.
Yes. Yeah, so I feel that was fair.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm still lost, but okay.
Johnny Depp's wife?
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Oh, we don't like her. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the straight. Yeah, we don't like her.
If it was genuinely, if she was being narcissistic, as someone who's been with narcissists, then I would empathize with Johnny Depp. And yeah.
But it's sad that Johnny Depp lost a lot of things while the court case was going on. He even lost the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Franchise altogether. Yeah,
he lost everything during the court case. After the court case, they were like, hey, come back. And he's like, no. No. You will go.
I love to be in that authority. You know, when people didn't believe in you
and yeah.
show your true colors.
Now, someone else is carrying forward the Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm not sure who it is.
It's a lady.
Yeah, it's a lady.
I don't know how they plan to. Anna or something or other.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So, yeah. So, that's it. Those were the list of peoples. Anything else you would like to add to the cancel culture?
Final thoughts, Fahad.
Final thoughts.
Oh, final thoughts, Samakya. Let's go.
I mean, we should all try to empathize with each other. We are not God to judge. But if something is done wrong, it's wrong. And yet, I mean, I think we should worry about our own lives more than other people's.
Do you have any advice to your haters out there?
Thanks so much for watching my videos.
That's what I was going to say.
Not even thought about them to think about in advance.
You haters had to up your game. Up your game. Make her think about you. What's like, wrong with y'all?
How do y'all even know what to tell them? Like, I really don't know.
And what about you?
I think that having an opinion is very easy, which is why lots of people have them. But trying to understand and have a constructive conversation is hard, which is why not lots of people are able to do it.
Right.
So try, if you're quick to opinions like lots of people do, try and see, you know, what's it going to take to try and make this a constructive conversation.
What about you, Amanda? Anything closing?
I think, like Fahad said, opinions are cheap. Everybody has one, right? But again, you need to really, really do your research before you start hurling comments at a person, because you don't know if that person really means what they're saying or what they're trying to do. Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we are more likely to make a mistake and not mean it in a certain way than the person who took it to mean it in this way because this happened to them in this particular instance. So while cancel culture can be a force for good, it is hard to differentiate between what is right and wrong, because what is right to you might be wrong to me. So like you said, push the narrative to actually have a constructive, just a chat, just a DM saying, hey man, look, I didn't understand what you said here, or why was this said in this way. And I think that would go a long way, because that way you stem to make a better connection between two human beings. And if God forbid, what she did was wrong. So say someone can put out a video and I didn't understand it and I messaged her. Maybe what she said was right and I was in the wrong. So then I learn. Or vice versa, what she said was wrong and then she learned, oh, probably shouldn't do that. Then she learns. In that aspect, we both tend to win, as opposed to, oh, look at me, I'm better than this person. I think that's it.
That's a really nice way of saying. It's not about me winning or you winning. It's about the cause.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we are going to wrap up this episode.
Yep.
And to all the audience out there, that's so bro. But there's one thing I want to add before we press the stop button. Do you know that there's a group of people in Sri Lanka who are very immune to cancel culture?
Yes.
They are the bunch of people...
They're the bunch of people who are?
In the pa...
විතර 80 යනු ඉපදිච්ච ගොඩක් ඉන්නවා මන් දන්නවා එකඟයි ඔබලා අපි ලෝකෙ බේරගන්න හැම කැපකිරීමක් කරපු මිනිස්
අපේ මෝඩකම් වලට එරෙහිව වාර්ෂික වෙළඳන කොමඩි ප්‍රහාර මෝඩා අභිමානය 4.0 ලෝකෙටම එකයි අවුරුද්දටම එක දවසයි මිස් වෙච්චා දැන් ඔන්ලයින් බලන්න slblog.lk වෙබ් අඩවියට පිවිසෙන්න